Hola.
Hello.
Salve.
Bonjour.
Namaste.
Today we will be asking people on their views of learning a foreign language. This includes language teachers and a variety of students, and we learn about the benefits and tips of learning a second language. First, we will hear from a student who grew up in a bilingual home. Today I'm here with Pablo. Pablo, where are you from?
I was born in Torreon, Mexico.
How long have you been in the United States?
I moved to the United States in 2008, so 10 years.
What languages do you speak?
So my first language is Spanish. I learned English when I moved here, and I'm learning French right now.
So you're currently taking a language class?
Yes, I'm taking French.
What differences do you notice about learning a second language in the U.S. compared to Mexico?
In the United States, they start teaching language really late. In Mexico, they start when they're only 6, 7, or 8, like they start introducing them to the basics of the second language. But here, they really don't get to that point until late middle school, early high school.
Do you recommend taking a second language?
See, I've noticed that it's helped me a lot while learning French, and also just like being able to connect with different people in different cultures.
Thank you, Paula. We also asked the French teacher at Davies High School, Madame Bergerin, a few questions about learning languages. What are some benefits of learning a second language?
There are a lot of benefits in learning a second language. I would say first and foremost, it makes you a more global citizen. So it gives you a different perspective about how people see the world, because language, I think, is a lens onto people's hearts and people's minds, and it helps you realize that not everyone sees the world in the same way, and that can be communicated through language, obviously. I also think it has a lot of mental benefits. Science is now finding that it can defend against cognitive impairments as you get older, like dementia and Alzheimer's. And so there are scientific benefits to learning a second language. It's also really helpful for students with their other areas of study. Learning a language, you are using a different part of your brain that often isn't used in any other way. And so you make connections with math and language arts and music that you wouldn't typically make if you didn't have that other language.
Great. What are some learning tools and tips that you would recommend?
I think the most important thing in learning a language is you have to hear it. The brain is designed to learn language by hearing the language and being immersed in the language as much as possible. So the more you can surround yourself with language, if it's through music or watching movies or even reading language online or in a magazine, the more you expose yourself to the language, the more quickly and more easily you're going to learn it.
What do you think the best age is to learn a second language?
Most scientific studies now have shown that the younger you are, the easier it is to learn a language. There's sort of a window where the brain is designed to learn language, and that's when you're a baby and when you're growing up. So elementary immersion programs are really important for learning a language because the brain is most ready. As you get older, the capability of learning a language becomes a little bit less with the brain, but that doesn't mean you still can't learn a language. It just will probably take a little bit longer, and you lose the ability to mimic the accent. So the earlier you learn a language, the more you will sound like a native speaker.
When we asked a Spanish teacher at Davies about her observations between students who are studying a second language and those who are not, her answer shocked us.
Have you noticed anything significant between youth who know a second language?
Well, they say that kids who study a foreign language are scoring higher on their ACT scores and their SAT scores than those who do not study a second language. And so, as I said, that improves your cognitive skills. So you are a better student if you are a language learner.
And what are your views on language classes in schools in the United States? Should they be available earlier on in student education?
Absolutely, absolutely. I wish that every school would offer those languages in elementary school. I wish we could have an immersion school just like Moorhead does. I wish we could have that in Fargo, but I think that's coming soon. We're working on that. We've been working on that for many years, but I think it's going to happen in the next couple of years here in Fargo, where we'll start those languages in elementary school. So you guys won't get to take advantage of it, but your children will. Okay.
And do you recommend learning a second language?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's one of the best things that you can do while you're in school. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if learning a foreign language were easy, everybody would be bilingual. It's a lot of work. You have to put your time into it. But it's well worth it. It's well worth it to know that skill, to be that global citizen.
Okay.
Whether you are learning a second language to become fluent or to receive your required electives, there are many cognitive benefits. There are many apps that can be downloaded on smartphones or computers to teach languages. The practice method that is commonly used at our school is Duolingo. One of the hardest parts in learning a language is getting started. We encourage you to start studying a foreign language so you can reap these benefits.